For SearchSAP.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to SAP News Roundup for July 28th, 2006. In this edition, we'll talk about the state of the business intelligence and data management market with Hanna Smalltree. Hanna is a news writer with SearchDataManagement.com and has been following the market closely. She'll share what some experts and analysts are saying about the business intelligence market. Also, we'll hear from Scott Lawrence of business intelligence vendor Cognos. Scott, who serves as Director of Product Marketing at Cognos, explains his company's strategy as SAP and other large ERP vendors are taking a larger share of the business intelligence market. But first, a news update. SAP announced several new capabilities in the SAP Solution Manager. Starting in April, My SAP Business Suite 2005 customers must use the SAP Solution Manager to apply new patches. The Solution Manager serves as a central dashboard with tools to oversee SAP applications, and many SAP customers augment the Solution Manager with third-party help desk software. New features include an interface that integrates with third-party help desk applications. SAP said the Solution Manager can better handle project documentation. Links point to relevant content within Solution Manager for ongoing projects. The latest release of the SAP Solution Manager 4.0 is due out in January. In other news, SAP announced its first new Duet customer. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission will deploy Duet. The commission, which manages a 532-mile stretch of highway, has about 2,300 employees. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Authority will implement Duet as part of a two-year, $6.5 million MySAP Business Suite project. SAP and Microsoft unveiled Duet in May. The jointly developed software connects SAP back-end systems with the familiar Microsoft Office products, such as Microsoft Outlook. A value pack with additional features is due out by the end of the year. SAP also said a developer kit that allows independent software vendors to build additional scenarios is also expected. Currently, the software supports time and leave management, budget monitoring, and organization management. With me today is Hanna Smalltree. Hanna follows the business intelligence market closely, as well as other data management issues with SearchDataManagement.com. She's the news writer for Search Data Management. Hanna, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
So, Hanna, who are the leaders right now, according to some of the analyst firms?
Well, the most recent study I have is a January 2006 Magic Quadrant from Gartner. And Gartner ranks the leaders in the market right now as Business Objects, Cognos, Information Builders, and SaaS. They rank the challengers as Microsoft, Oracle, and SAP. And the visionaries include a lot of people, Hyperion, MicroStrategy, QuilkTech, Siebel, and then a host of niche players as well.
And how do some of the software vendors, the larger software vendors, fit into the equation?
Well, as you'll notice, that challenger section is all major software vendors, so Microsoft, Oracle, and SAP. And Microsoft has recently been making a huge splash in the BI market. They haven't actually come out with a lot recently, but they made a big announcement about their new performance management application. Like a lot of analysts, they see BI and performance management coming together. And so Microsoft is doing some really interesting things with business intelligence. When you think about it, they have probably one of the most popular front-end business intelligence tools, which is good old Excel. So I think that they want to make better use out of their wide adoption of Excel, maybe back into offering some more enterprise-level business intelligence capabilities. They just acquired an analytics vendor called ProClarity. We're going to see some big moves from Microsoft in this space over.
Excellent. And when companies implement business intelligence, do experts or analysts recommend a certain roadmap to follow? Is it unique with each customer?
Well, of course it is unique to each customer, but there is a roadmap, and I actually went to the Gartner BI Summit this year, and they talked about BI's 7 fatal flaws, so things not to do, so just sort of presented in the negative. Some of the things not to do, don't just deploy a BI system without knowing exactly what you're going to do with it. So one thing they said was, don't assume that if you build it, they will come, using that favorite analogy. You need to have a purpose in mind. You need to know how you're going to use the system before you bother to roll it out. You also need to make sure that it's going to fit within your culture, both the thing that you intend to use it for, and that people are actually going to come and use the tool, and it's going to be useful. And then another big issue that I want to highlight is preparing the data. So business intelligence is only as good as the data that it's analyzing. So if your data is low data quality, if terms are different across the board, it's going to be really hard to analyze it with even the best business intelligence tool. So there's a big component about preparing your data for business intelligence, which might require some other sort of data management sort of things on the back end before you roll out a great new tool.
So really the overall goal is to have a specific plan in place before
Absolutely.
You begin deploying something.
Yeah, you need to align it, you know, just like anything, you need to align it with business goals, and you need to consider sort of how the different departments are going to use it and have a plan for that rather than just throwing in BI software.
Now, in terms of some of the challenges that pop up when you are deploying a business intelligence product, I know there's been at least a discussion around data quality. It seems to be, you know, master data management seems to be an issue right now.
Yeah, well, the deal is when you take a lot of different data sources and you crunch them together to hopefully get some useful business intelligence and reporting out of it, you start to notice some differences between the data in those data sources. Even minor differences, like a customer name, like search SAP is in one system and search SAP.com is in another system. And are those the same companies, or are they different companies? So there's a lot of data quality issues that sort of come to light when you try to put in business intelligence. So people will use sort of standard data quality solutions for cleansing data, and they'll also start to consider things like master data management. That master data management's a pretty big undertaking, but business intelligence will often uncover issues that should be addressed using a master data management program.
So usually master data management comes after BI, or usually?
Master data management's a big deal. It's usually like a multi-year project. So I think ideally it would come before BI, but I don't think that's actually how it's panning out.
Yeah.
So I think what people are thinking about, think about your entire master data problem. And master data management is basically the practice of unifying disparate data, so that definition of customer and account and entity is unified across all of your systems, so you know like how many customers you have, and you don't have to roll up customer plus entity plus account equals the number of customers we have. So unifying terms, that's a huge undertaking. So I think what people are doing is they're thinking about their long-term goals about master data management, and then maybe starting to address smaller portions of them for customer data, for example. And then perhaps you can also deploy some BI solutions before you have your entire master data management program in place.
Is there anything specific? I mean, what are some experts saying in terms of what is the most difficult part of an MDM project? And is there
all of it? No, I mean not all of it, but it's fairly new kind of discipline. Experts are quick to point out that it's people, process, and technology. It's not just putting in a technology tool. There's a huge part of it is data governance. So that means which department owns this data? Which department's responsible for making sure customer data is correct? Can the finance department, when they're going to file their financial reporting statements, be confident in the data? There's a lot that goes into master data management. So again, the most difficult parts, I think, knowing where to start, getting your arms around what sort of set of data you want to start with. You might just want to start with customer data or product data. Having a big vision, but taking small steps. Allowing enough time for planning, allowing enough time to develop foundational data models, allowing enough time to put data governance programs in place, and that's more of a process sort of thing, how data is handled in your organization. And then, of course, the whole architecture and technology, non-trivial. You have to think about how you're going to handle architecture performance problems, and you have to figure out how to implement this thing, which potentially affects all of your operational systems, so how to implement that without affecting day-to-day operations themselves. And I actually wrote a story just recently about the best practices in master data management, which you can find on searchdatamanagement.com, and we'll give you more information about all of these MDM project considerations.
And if master data management involves people, I suppose that you really have to get all of the players involved and everybody on board if you're going to move forward with it.
Yeah, and how easy is that? I mean, getting all of the departments, all of these people who have felt, well, we own the customer data, well, we own the financial data, we own the product data, to say, you don't own the data, the company owns the data, and in order to make use of that asset, we need to share the data. That is not trivial. People are very locked into sort of taking care of maintaining their own data. They like their systems that they use. And as soon as you ask them to give up data, there can be problems. So people need to plan for those challenges and address them head on.
Interesting issues. Well, thank you very much, Hannah, for joining us.
Thanks.
Hannah Smalltree is the news writer for searchdatamanagement.com. Hannah just told us a little bit about some of the vendors in the business intelligence market. I had a chance to meet up with Scott Lawrence of business intelligence vendor Cognos at the recent SAP Sapphire User Conference. Scott serves as Director of Product Marketing at Cognos. He explained his company's strategy. His company is very well known among SAP customers, among other BI vendors. And he also discussed a little bit about some of the specific issues that SAP customers encounter with business intelligence.
Do you primarily serve SAP customers, or are there other customers? I mean, what's the breakdown?
Cognos solutions are actually across multiple infrastructures. SAP is one infrastructure that we look at, right? SAP R3, BW, the NetWeaver platform, all pieces that we have deep integration with. But we're actually relatively independent of the versions of how many instances you might have, as well as whether it's integrated with other infrastructures. So combining SAP and non-SAP data in the same report, dashboard, even doing calculations across them, enabling you to leverage SAP NetWeaver and non-NetWeaver infrastructure. So if your objective is to eventually move to and adopt NetWeaver as your single infrastructure, mm-hmm. most companies have something mixed. It could have been from a decentralized IT spending environment, could have been from mergers and acquisitions. I've talked to specific customers who have gone through a merger and acquisition and end up with two completely independent but complementary IT infrastructures. And their objective is to simplify that over time, bring it together, consolidate it. So they're looking for solutions that will address their needs now going across the multiple mixed heterogeneous environments, as well as give them the ability to work on top of their existing the infrastructure that they end up with.
Mm-hmm. As SAP has put more and more research into its SAP BW business warehouse product, is it becoming more complicated for customers? What are you seeing?
As SAP invests a lot in the BW system, puts a lot more value into the BW system, there's definitely a lot of interest in taking advantage of it. Okay. What we have found is that one of the Cognos value propositions customers looked for is that ease of use, enabling business users to do a lot of the business intelligence themselves, and trying to help offload the impact and effort on the IT organization of business intelligence requirements. We had another web seminar last fall with Arla Foods, where in their summary they indicated that 75% of the requests that used to come through IT were now being done by users themselves. Mm-hmm. So that whole ability for users to become a lot more self-sufficient and to allow them to ask the questions that hadn't been pre-thought and pre-built. Right? And so the ability for an end user to be self-sufficient and ability to do their ad hoc reports means they can ask questions and answer questions that they may not have thought about before. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you've got an approach that's a little bit more centralized, a little bit more complex that users don't tend to buy into and work with, you'll find that a lot more of the business intelligence has to be pre-thought and pre-built. And users are looking for that ability to react to changes in their business environment, changes to the infrastructure that they're working with. So that flexibility and end-user focus becomes extremely important for people.
Having more tools in the hand of end users, does that open up a company to security concerns? Can you talk a little bit about security issues and how Cognos addresses it?
When customers are looking to deploy business intelligence, one of the concerns they've got in the background, of course, is making sure that they're addressing compliance issues, as an example. As they've approached these, they're looking for the ability to enable enable users and enable them to be self-sufficient, but do it within controls. Right, so the ability to make sure that it is secure, that you've got to tie into the appropriate security models. Right, could be SAP BW security, which we've got a single sign-on with. It could be other security models or a combination of them. And the flexibility of your architecture to leverage multiple security models is important to helping give that confidence to IT and the companies that they're deploying just the ability and just the data that those users need to take advantage of. And we've built that into the architecture that we put into the Cognos environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so the Cognos Business Intelligence solution allows you to take advantage of investments in security and more. It allows you to have effectively instantiate the business rules users are taking advantage of as they build reports. So they build the reports, they've got the report definition as a way of looking back and auditing what was done to the data to have it exposed in a timely manner. The other side, though, in addition to making sure it was secure, you've got the right controls over what capabilities users have, whether it's just reporting, if it's just scorecarding, or if it's a combination of multiple different capabilities, but also which data sources they get access to, what kinds of reports they can see, run, or even what kinds of data they can build reports against. It gives a lot of flexibility for you to maintain control over what gets deployed and meet the requirements of the end users in the same breath.
Is security really an issue? I mean, is that really a top concern for companies implementing BI?
Security is always an issue and always something of interest to people because, for example, if you're just looking at HR data, right, I may be able to distribute to different people in the organization access to their own HR information, but I don't want them to get access to anyone else's HR information, right? There's definitely some privacy interests in trying to keep that a little bit separated from the general mainstream data. But as a manager, you may have access to some HR information across all of your employees, so you may need to be able to get access to some of the information that's in those HR files across the different groups that you have ownership of. But I still wouldn't want that same manager to see what's happening with the CEO or the CIO of the organization. Right, so security becomes important across an organization, especially as you look these days with compliance and corporate governance requirements. CFOs are very interested in ensuring that the right processes are in place, security and accessibility is in place,
mm-hmm.
Because there can be some dire consequences afterwards.
That wraps up this edition of SearchSAP.com News Roundup. Be sure to check out our recent podcasts at searchsap.com/audio. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.